A morning at Marie G. Davis starts like you'd expect in a military academy. Before class, it's formation in the gym for all the school's upper grades.
Attention!
But there's also this.
Hey, sweetheart. How's my little darling? How's the bus ride?
Hey, Grandpa.
Bus ride safe home?
Grandpa is what the elementary kids call the school's principal, Lawrence Mays. This is the only CMS school with grades kindergarten through 12th. But the military routine only kicks in for high school. That's when students start wearing the olive green JROTC uniform and are organized into squads with a senior serving as a battalion commander. That would be Eric Sink. His uniform is loaded with medals and ribbons. One of his jobs is to sit on the stage at lunchtime and keep an eye on things.
Gives us a good vantage point of the entire cafeteria, so we can correct any cadets that are not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Like sitting with their squads. That's a lunchtime rule that Sink would rather not have to enforce. But he says the alternative wasn't suitable for a military academy.
We tried having more freedom in the beginning of the year, and the students weren't able to get quiet fast enough, and there wasn't enough organization to where everything could get done fast enough, and we started missing class time, and that was an issue.
Like many of his classmates, military service runs in Sink's family. He wants to be a Navy SEAL, and he has a nomination to West Point. But administrators say they're careful not to push military careers on any of their students. Assistant Principal Ann Lazuski says the goal is to stress leadership and international studies that prepare students for life after school, whether that's business or the armed forces.
We emphasize self-correction and holding your peers accountable for doing the right thing.
Here's what she means.
I got numbers.
Kaz Muhammad is teaching algebra to some high schoolers. But today, they're not after an individual test score.
Each group is responsible for their team members' learning. The grade that they receive is going to be the grade that the group receives. So everyone has a vested interest.
Military values of duty, honor, and teamwork underpin the curriculum here. And students like Jackie Aguilar respond. She's a junior, and coming to Marie G. Davis was not her idea.
I was crying. I'm not going to lie. I was crying. I was like, no, military? No. I was like, no, I want to go to a normal high school, Mom.
West Charlotte is Aguilar's neighborhood high school, and she didn't want to go there. So she applied for several magnet schools, but the only one she landed was Marie G. Davis. She's happy about that now. She likes the way it challenges her, and her junior class is small, only 35 kids. One reason the school is small is because it's relatively new, open only since 2008. Another reason, according to Assistant Principal Lazuski, is because it's largely misunderstood.
The first year was rough. A lot of parents thought that I'm going to send you to military school. They thought we were the boot camp, the new boot camp. So we had a lot of students here who didn't want to be here, who had a lot of difficult behavior issues. And some of them, unfortunately, with all the help that we gave them, still just didn't make it through that year.
Now, she says, every student who enrolls sits down with the principal to understand what the school is about. Last year, Marie G. Davis had a pass rate of 79%. That's close to the district's average. There are at least a dozen of these military-themed public schools across the country. They've become more popular in the last decade. But there's also been criticism in some cities about spending local tax dollars on what many see as a military recruitment tool.
Yasmin Galloway, First Sergeant.
Many of the kids in this promotion ceremony at Marie G. Davis plan to join the armed forces. They also plan to attend college. The school is trying to make sure they'll have the encouragement and the life skills to do what they want. One girl smiles shyly as the school's JROTC colonel slides a new rank onto her uniform. Students advance based on behavior, academic achievement, and extracurricular activities.
You have changed. I'm that same person I met when, 2 years ago. You have turned into a mature young lady. You understand? You're on your way. Let's keep climbing, all right? Proud of you.
For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.